Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Joe. I'm recording alone right now. We wanted to just say hi because it's Monday and a new episode is scheduled to release today. In fact, we recorded an episode and we decided, Aislinn might say that I decided, that we aren't going to put that one up. And I hope that next week we can talk all about it. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you it's a little terrifying being here by myself. I feel a very large sense of responsibility here. I also have the freedom to talk about anything I want to. So let me just tell you a story. My daughter was home and called me at work and said the neighbor had come over and there was a chicken out. Now let me tell you, in the 6-7 years since we've had our backyard chickens, this has never happened one time. I mean, chickens get out, but they stay in our yard. And of course, we try to catch them before they get into Aislinn's juicy gardens and do too much damage. But the idea that a chicken was in the neighbor's yard, so I did what any responsible chicken owner and parent would do. I said, hey, Savannah, see if you can take care of it. Got a bunch of texts back. Do I just pick it up? I can't get it. And then she called me and I realized, okay, I'm going to have to rush home and take care of this. This chicken went under a wooden fence. I don't even know how it fit through the little hole that was there, flew over my neighbor's back 4-foot fence into an alleyway, and then somehow got into the neighbor behind us backyard. Well, this chicken was just on the other side of the fence trying desperately to get back into the coop. These are flock animals. They want to be with their flock. So by the time I got to her, and she knows me very well, she was just freaked out and ran into the neighbor's back corner bamboo cluster. So here I am in my work clothes, hacking through and trying to get through, grab the chicken by the feet, calm her down, get her back where she belongs, plug that hole. Backyard TV! Now the chicken coop has been placed at the farm. Aislinn's parents had a coop in the back 5, but it was largely unused, so we're moving it up near our house. It is in place, so I trust that in the very near future, we're going to be talking about getting that coop in place, getting the run in place, all of the other fun and great things that are happening out at the farm. Aislinn's first farm-to-table cooking experience event is tomorrow night. In fact, that's where she is now, getting those last-minute tweaks and preps put together. You know we're going to talk about that. So my thoughts on this missing episode is that you come to the table with your own vibe, and most of the times our two individual, objective vibes totally merge and we create some magic. But this time, I just felt that it wasn't up to snuff. So, we will see you next week. You got a little Joe holdover, and we can talk about the missing episode during Unanswered Questions next week. Visit us at all of our stuff. Reach out, talk at dinnertabletalks.com. You can leave us a voicemail, which we'd love to put on the show at dinnertabletalks.com. Facebook, Instagram, all the fun things. Love you guys. See you next week.